Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
First, Hollywood. For refusing to fund the groundbreaking Lily Wachowski project, The Hunted, a dystopian political thriller with an entirely transgender cast and needing a mere $10 million to start production. As you all know, Lily and her sister Lana were once misidentified male at birth and made several blockbuster films such as Speed Racer, Cloud Atlas, V for Vendetta, and the Matrix trilogy under the dead name The Wachowski Brothers, but both are now fully transitioned trans women. Despite her creative and money-making track record, Lily Wachowski has so far failed to get backers for the film, precisely because it features an entirely transgender cast, which is just proof that despite Hollywood generally being a domain of near-total wokeness, the degree of commitment to the cause is still far too low. Until Hollywood is willing to pony up a meager $10 million for a depressing political passion project that will almost certainly lose money at the box office, how can we know they are serious about their they-ness? Now, obviously, a film that is entirely trans does raise some interesting questions for us. For example, if trans women and cis women are both fully women, then why does a movie about trans women have to be cast with only trans women? If anyone can identify as anything, why can't anyone act the part of anything? And if only trans women are supposed to be hired to portray trans women, does that mean that only cis women are supposed to be hired to portray cis women? If so, that would seem to severely limit the roles that trans actresses might be hired to perform. As some blasphemers have recently put the question, if a cis woman putting on trans face is wrong, isn't it also wrong for a trans woman to put on cis face? No, dear Uthran, you err because you know neither the scriptures of wokeness nor the power of the holy acronym string. What does Yorkett's third postulate of eternal gender justice teach us? And I quote, because the straight cisgender power structures are so designed to marginalize LGBTQIA2S+ persons, any outcome which transfers power or representation to them is inherently just, and any outcome which transfers power or representation away from them is inherently unjust. It's that simple, my comrades. Any such questions only deceive you into thinking that logic is our primary governing principle rather than emotion, a mistake that you learned when you memorized the very first principle of wokeness. Strong feelings are always right, and logic and facts must be governed by them, not the other way around. So shame on you, Hollywood, for not funding such an obvious virtue signal of a movie, and shame on you, heretics, for attempting to subvert the holy cause of wokeness with your appeal to logic and principles. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, this is now 2 weeks in a row that I'm forced to do this, but we want to praise President, not going to mention his name's, surprisingly good work this week at the Republican midterm convention in Dallas. As everyone has by now heard, the leader of the GOP promised to pay every adult citizen in the United States a $5,000 prosperity dividend if voters returned a Republican majority of the House of Representatives and the Senate in November. The details here are still a bit, how to say, sketchy, like lines hastily drawn with a Sharpie on a hurricane map of Alabama. But he did say it has to be spent in the United States and is intended to let Americans share in what he claims is the great wealth of the country under his leadership. Now, it's true the president doesn't have the authority to do this himself, needing Congress to authorize the more than $1 trillion payout, but it would be legal since it goes to all adults and not only to those who vote for Republicans. Once again, we're shocked to find ourselves as faithful congregants of the 17th First Partial Gospel Tabernacle of Eternal Wokeness, Los Angeles Synod Unreformed, having to celebrate something President Bleep has done. For one thing, it's a massive redistribution of wealth from people who earn very much to people who earn very little. Obviously, the wealthy will be paying for this through income taxes, and since everyone gets paid, even those who do no work at all, it's the sort of thing any democratic socialist should be proud of. And that's why we're cheering for the acknowledgement that conservatism is truly dead. Even as our dear allies in the DSA are notching legislative and electoral win after win after win, having virtually taken over the entire Democratic Party, the Republicans have now completely abandoned even the pretense of believing in limited government, free enterprise, self-reliance, and individual rewards based on individual effort. Even people who do nothing to help the Republican win will be paid the same as those who actually do the work and cast the votes to make it happen. Just like in socialism. everyone gets the same amount, no matter whether they do the work or not. And even as he promises this massive redistribution of wealth, he claims to be doing it in the name of defeating socialism. Such doublespeak is beyond even our ability to invent. The unnameable one is admitting that traditional conservatism is over. It's only a matter of how much socialism there will be, which we've long known this is true with Social Security, progressive taxation, our favorite kind of taxation, if only for the name, the redistributionist model for property taxes where those with more pay more, estate tax, EBT, SNAP, subsidized health care, and the entire system of public education. Finally, the right has embraced the left, and it's only a matter of minor differences over social issues that divide us now. So well done, President, we still can't say it, by the way. Well done for literally offering to bribe your supporters something only Democrats have been able to successfully do in every recent election. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, this week's bamboo rain stick of justice with three organic hemp tassels goes to one of our all-time favorite institutions of wisdom and wokeism, the United Nations, for their amazingly bold vote to encourage countries to move away from the Mercator projection map of the world and towards the equal Earth map. The reason is so simple. The Mercator map makes countries far from the equator seem much larger in landmass than they are in reality, and, by contrast, makes countries near the equator seem much smaller than they actually are. For example, Mercator portrays Greenland as roughly the same size as the entire continent of Africa, even though Africa is actually 14 times as large as Greenland. Mercator portrays the United States and Europe each as being roughly as large as Africa, and even though both are only about one-third the area in reality. In fact, all of the U.S., China, India, and most of Europe could fit inside of Africa with room left over for Japan. So from a simple accuracy standpoint, using a map which more faithfully reflects the relative sizes of these regions is obvious. But as you all know, telling the truth is only one of our concerns. Making hurt people feel better? Now that's the real stuff. As the UN resolution explains at great length, the use of Mercator for several hundred years has done injury to the reputational significance of Africa, symbolically minimizing it and its importance in the collective global imagination, causing Africa and African peoples to be undervalued despite the massive size of their landmass, and having the same effect on Latin America and South Asia too. Never in the history of personkind has there been such a systemically ruthless tool for marginalizing an entire people group as the Mercator projection map. This map, made by a white European, unsurprisingly, makes white European and white North America look massive, clearly a tool of white supremacy culture. Even as the African Union's representative, Robert Dussey, said, a fair map does not change the geography of the world, it changes how we see the world. As the resolution states, using the Equal Earth map, which shows the proper size relationships between countries, quote, constitutes an act of cognitive justice and memorial reparation. That's right. Finally, this map can restore Africa to its proper position of prominence in the global mind and return to Africans the cognitive reparations due them for all these years of stolen reputational size. And should it come as any surprise to you, dear Otherin, that the UN vote was 164-1, with only the United States voting to deprive Africa, Latin America, and South Asia of an accurate representation of their size and significance? Is it any wonder that dead white guys favored a map to make their geographic manhood seem larger and to make that of other races seem smaller? The UN literally said in their resolution that Mercator maps impose, quote, a proportional shrinkage upon Africa. George Costanza couldn't have said it better himself.
You don't understand. There was shrinkage.
Well, we are here to say it's about time to throw some cold water on the falsely enlarged geographic self-image of the Europeans and the Americans. As we all know, it's the size of the continent that matters, not how you use it. So we're here to say with the world, let the size of Africa be restored and let the shrinkage be imposed on the white man for a change. So we are with the UN and we stand against the white supremacy culture of Europe and the United States. We stand for redistributing cartographic justice to Africa, and we declare that Africa is massive and Europe and America are small. And we are here to emphatically say that black maps matter. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.